One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. The idea of the more you give, the more you get, has been instilled in almost all of us. And that's why almost everyone, when you come to an Aspire Business Tour event, talks about giving and receiving. And I went on a journey to study this idea of giving and receiving because I noticed as I got older that my favorite teachers, first responders, our United States vets, our moms, my mom in particular, it didn't make any sense because the people that I knew that gave the most, especially financially, didn't seem to be receiving the most. And I know it's disheartening for a lot of us that try to live in abundance. And so I studied this idea and I went back and I studied all religions, philosophies, theories, and spiritualities. And I'm blessed to be around people like Tim Story and Renee and Jack Canfield and Deepak Chopra. And I asked them, give me an idea why this doesn't work. And they said, because the premise of the more you give, the more you receive is wrong. In the Bible, and in philosophy, and in theory, and in spirituality, it actually says something different, David. It says, the more you give, the more you'll be given. You see, you have to actually be intentional about receiving. And even furthermore, if you're not aware of all you're given by living in gratitude, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons and circumstances that you may deem at the time that they present themselves as suck, you're looking at someone who lost $100 million, not only lost $100 million, only reason I wanted to be rich was because I have this extraordinary mom who raised six kids, five boys, one girl, worked two jobs, one as a second grade teacher, packed my dinner in a paper bag, drove me around in a Country Squire station wagon in Akron, Ohio to fill up turnstiles with greeting cards at convenience stores so I could eat. And she's 81 years old and I'm suffered by the point that I've never met another human being that have given that much to people, but yet she has played the zero-sum game even though she was aware of all she was given. See, through gratitude, when I went up to my mom and said, Mom, I lost everything, including your home, because I forgot to take the title out of my name, my mom said to me, are you okay? I said, no, I don't think you heard me. I know you heard me, I lost everything, but I lost your home and the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy you that home. And here I am at 38 years old running the most notable sports agency in the world with my dream girl as my wife and three daughters under 10 that are gorgeous, healthy. I had 33 homes in San Diego alone, let alone my mom's. And you have to move. And all she could say is, are you okay? Do you need some money? And then I looked at her and I said, Mom, why is God punishing me? I don't believe in God. You know what she said? Sweetheart, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. Talk about goosebumps. And I still, with a mom like that, I couldn't figure out why my mom wouldn't receive more than anybody else. Even though she was aware, nobody's more gracious and forgiving than my mother, except for your mother, because we give meaning to everything we see. I'll tell you why, because my mom has a problem that most people have a problem with. It's called receiving. She has a problem receiving, so she lived her entire life giving everything and receiving less because she didn't feel worthy of receiving. And so if you give everything and receive less, you understand math. It's basic math. If you give everything and you take back less, eventually, what do we play? A zero-sum game. If you give everything physically and you don't take back more, if you give everything emotionally and you don't take back more, you don't receive it back, even though people are giving it, awareness is easy. Oh, I'll pay for that for you. I'll give you this. I'll help you. Take a day off. I'll take care of your... No, it's okay. I have everything I need. That's not very abundant. Wow. But what I really want to talk about today is the thing that nobody talks about. They talk about giving. They talk about being given. They even talk about receiving today and utilizing gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lesson in the suck. And forgiving yourself for creating the suck by being accountable and learning lessons through responsibility, attraction, and your participation in perception. But here's what I want to teach you today pragmatically is faith. Nobody has more faith than my mentor. And if you want a great mentor, then find the great mentors of the mentors. I coach the CEO, chairman of Golf Oil. I coach Sen and Jenks, the world's biggest companies in the world. And they'll say to me, where do you learn all this shit? From my mentor. Go to the source. Fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there and ask them for directions and then help other people get to where they want to be by giving them those directions. I'm a lineage of Tim Story, Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, Mary Morrissey, legends. I'm a prodigy of theirs. I ask them. And that's what I want to teach you today, that the confirmation of faith is asking for more. It is a confirmation that you believe, when you ask for more, that you believe that there's more than enough of everything for everyone, that you believe there's an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source of everything that loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom. But people don't ask. They're hesitant in receiving, but some people still will receive. But I'm telling you, look at this math compared to the zero-sum game. What if you gave more, were given more, received more, and asked for more than more every day? Then gave more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and then ask for more than more than more. You see where I'm going to end up when I'm 81? With more than enough of everything for everyone. Now, that's a speech I've given 1,000 times. And if you think I suck because I've given 1,000 times and that's the best I got, that's the best I got.
One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation. And 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K.
I came off a red eye. I've been going all week. Check out what I did last night. It was a life-changing event at YouTube Theater. Huge. And people showed up. But I'll tell you this. I came up with a framework for you to ask. So let's take it into the pragmatic. Faith will be illustrated and confirmed by me asking, because that means I believe there's more than enough of everything for everyone. So there's four ways to ask. In person, on the phone, via email, and media, traditional and social media. Those are the four ways to ask. And if you're not committed to asking every single day, then you don't understand physics and you don't understand human nature, that we have three characteristics of energy from consistent, committed behavior, which is that when we're committed to be consistent, things aggregate in our favor. They accelerate to where we want to be in divine time and divine direction, and they provide exponentiality of outcomes. Those are three very good things. And think about the numbers today. If you ask in person one time a day, if you ask on the email one time a day, I actually check my sent box and I have thousands of emails. I've created a system in order that you guys can all email me, and I personally am capable of looking at it and responding to you. And I'll give that to you. It's David at dmeltzer.com. Just ask via email or the phone, text me, call me, or via media, traditional and social. When I was young, Tim was a little older, and we needed to ask, this is what I got. Well, let me check with my church group. Let me check with my men's group. Let me check with my golf group. That's not very many people. Statistically, I don't have a great success rate, even if I was an asker. Not today. My 14-year-old son, he has over 1,000 people in his community. How easy is it to ask? Check your outbox. Does it say, hey, do you know anyone that can help me? I do free Friday trainings for over 25 years. Do you know anyone can help me that want my free book? I will send it, sign it, pay for shipping and the book. Do you know anyone that can help me? I have a group that meets every Monday that is a community specific to do business and to help other people do business. So the last thing I'm going to do, because I'm more interested than interesting, and I want to hear what you're listening for with my two incredible friends. I believe genius is the expression of God. And every time I listen to Renee and Tim, I know that that's the expression of God. It's a genius. I've created a template and I'll send it to anyone. You can write down again or find me afterwards, david@dmeltzer.com. It's an asking template. You see, value is shared in only two ways. There's tons of people making billions of dollars trying to tell you how to provide or quantify or articulate a quantification of value. Here it is. Value is derived in only two ways. One, give people what they like, or two, take away some, if not all, of what they don't like. So in the realm of understanding how we appreciate one another, not agree, too much is being ruined in this country, especially because we're trying to agree with one another. You are 1 in 8 billion. There's no way you're going to agree on everything. I have the best wife in the world, and she does not agree with me very often, but she appreciates the differences. She adds value to understand the differences. So under the context of value, you need to find out what people like and what they don't like. And the ask should be to ask. When I find out, what do you do today? What do you like? What don't you like? It's really simple. And I'll send you this template so you can practice it. All you got to do then is figure out, here's my skills, my knowledge, and my desire. These are my capabilities or those of my community. And I can now ask the one question of asking, would it help you if? Would it help you if I introduce you to Tim Story? Would it help you if we hired Tim Story or Renee to speak? Would it help you if they coached you? Would it help you if I gave you my book? Would it help you if you came to my free Friday training? Would it help you if? That only can be derived during the understanding of value and the articulation of the quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. That's abundance. And what's the second question then? Because that seems to do a great thing. My second question is complementary to everything, which is the greatest fear and the most misunderstood radical humble philosophy. And my favorite quote is very simple, and I've lived this. You're either humble or you're about to be. I lived it last night because we had Dane Cook, Rob Riggle, Marshall Faulk, Baron Davis. We had the who's who all flying in at YouTube Theater. And I stepped on stage and I felt a tinge of what was the old David Meltzer. And then I got humble and I started my speech. Hey, I'm so grateful that you're showing up here. Do you know anybody that can help me? I'm on a mission to change the world. I need 1,000 people that will learn these things by reading books and coming to the trainings and doing the things to empower 1,000 people, to empower 1,000 people to be happy, to appreciate. And so let's ask. And if you need the template, just practice it. So it flows off of your list. So you can articulate a quantitative value of what people like or don't like, giving them more of what they like and taking away what they don't like to create an abundance to confirm your faith. We talk a lot here today about wisdom. And some of us talk about faith. I promise you, you can shorten the distance of resistance between you and an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. With wisdom and faith, no longer do you need to look for more, just ask for it. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy. What are we doing to interfere with it? Let me help you. If you know anyone that could help me, David@dmeltzer.com.